I guess maybe more family audiences will remember you in the Problem Child movies. Any good memories of working with, John Ritter, rest in peace?
Yeah, that movie, yeah. You know, a lot of people obviously confuse it. So they'll come up to me and say, oh, you know, I loved you in Kindergarten Cop. and I loved you in, wait.
We have an alarm going off.
The fire alarm system. Please disregard all alarms.
I'm in a hotel, and we just got a warning of a fire.
I can hear it. You know what? I'm not even cutting that out. That's hilarious. Maybe it's the problem child probably set a fire. The problem child pulled the alarm.
Yeah. Well, I was getting tired of talking to you, so I ran out in the hallway and pulled a fire alarm. So I guess there's a fire here, but we can still continue.
And it's probably the last thing you'd want to do is talk to us while going up in flames.
Yeah. Well, at least this will be a valuable interview if I'm burned alive.
Oh, you're bringing the house down, literally.
Yeah.
You're on fire, man. Oh man, either that or both our careers are going up in flames at the moment, but we can't stomach any more puns. Well, cool. You know, speaking of the kids movies though, I gotta ask you before we run about your iconic Disney role as the parrot Iago with sitting on the shoulder of the evil villain Jafar in Aladdin.
The thing I remember best.
Well, we got the alarm again. Are you trying to get out of the interview again? You're always going to remember this interview as the one where the alarm kept going off.
I don't know if that's the siren or some woman screaming for help.
I think it's the Zoom time limit saying abort, abort. We'll somehow find a way to find usable sound bites in between the alarms. I'll do my best.
I think you should definitely keep the alarm.
I'm definitely keeping it in. Definitely.
Yeah. I think it's the best part of the.
It really is. Speaking of intentionally obnoxious, that damn alarm.
I wish I could take credit for coming up with the idea of a fire alarm in the middle of everything.
That could be a whole stand-up bit right there. pull the alarm in the middle of stage. Oh my God. Do you have a, it's what were we even saying before? Oh, Iago. this interview is on fire. There it goes again. People say Iago and
that's Iago from the movie. That's
that's him. It doesn't sound much different.
There was one part where I said, what the? And some woman complained to Disney saying, although he didn't say the whole sentence, we knew what word was coming up afterwards and we're very offended. And one woman complained that she was watching the Aladdin TV series with a family and
you can't make this up. This is priceless. It came right as you were about to explain what you said in the show.
That's what the woman said. She didn't use any words. A siren came out of her mouth.
You'll never believe what she said. She opened her mouth and went, what?
Yes. That's how angry she was.
Oh, my God.
She started to talk. She said, I want to complain about
I'm crying over here. My tears could put out the fire. Oh, so what did she think that you had said in the show?
I feel like the actual story can't live up to the fire alarm.
It can't. But you gotta say it is. It's like you and SNL. This story is in the shadow of the fire alarm.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my God. This is the replacement to the actual story, but all right. What the hell did the damn woman say?
Okay. Yeah, well, she said, "Dear Disney." Oh, oh there, there.
Oh, my God. I am leaving every second of this in. I apologize. Oh,
absolutely.
For listening in the full...
This is funnier than anything I've come up with.
Oh my God, I'm gonna use this in its entirety in, on a podcast for sure. I'm leaving that in there. Oh my God. So there you are. The woman writes to Disney.
Oh, okay. I better say it quick before the alarm comes on again.
Before the voice of Walt Disney says, I am not cutting a second of this. This is in real time gold. Oh my God.
And I'm thinking, if this interview had been done an hour earlier or later, it would have been like, you know, 5 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly. We would have heard what the woman complained to Disney, and then I would have said, all right, Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Maybe in the beginning of the interview, you were right when you said, is this the end of the interview?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, maybe we don't even know it. Maybe we don't even need to know what she was going to say.
Oh, okay. What the woman said. You know, maybe it's better without finding out, because it'll build up a legend that in people's minds. They'll make up their own things, and people, it'll be like urban legend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I heard, you know, I have inside information.
What hotel is this? Where? What is going on? I need to know the details.
I'm evidently in a burning building.
I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're not going down with this interview. So, well, I was going to ask you about you doing the voice of the Affleck commercials, but I guess you don't need insurance anymore. Do they do fire insurance? Well, we could talk all day. I'm sure
you're wrapping up before the next fire alarm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to ask you about Krang and the Ninja Turtles. I mean, there could be all day, but somehow that seems less important than you getting out of a burning building. I appreciate you sticking with us as long as you did and putting your life on the line here. I appreciate it.
Well, this will be, you release this after I'm dead, which will be in 15 minutes from now.
Well, what would you like your last words to be then before you go up in flames?
Yeah, the last words will be, woo, woo, woo.
Gilbert Gottfried coming to the State Theater on Friday, November 12th. Get your tickets now before he before he burns up alive. So, oh man, thank you so much for joining us. I'm leaving all that in there. That's one of the funniest interviews I've ever
had. Absolutely.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Now go, you know, go splash some water or get a fire extinguisher. Get the hell out of the building.
Yeah.
He survived COVID but died in the fire.
Yes. I got the vaccine and a fire killed me.
Oh, man. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I'll see you out on the fire escape, man. All right. Thanks for doing this. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.